We're going to read from the Word of the Lord, and I know that we've been here a long time, and so I'm not going to keep you any longer than God will allow me to keep you. So if I keep you longer than you want to be kept, amen, you blame it on God. Amen. Don't blame it on Brother Hart. Because I'm not going to keep you long unless the Lord, amen, prevails upon me. Amen. I'm not going to keep you longer than God will allow me to keep you. Amen. But I want God to have His way tonight. I don't want to leave here tonight. Amen. Having disobeyed God, I want to obey the Lord tonight. Amen. God's able to do in 10 minutes. God's able to do in 5 minutes. Amen. What needs to be done tonight. Amen. We don't have to have a long, lengthy sermon tonight. Amen. For you to leave here with your miracle. For you to leave here healed. For you to leave here delivered. For you to leave here saved. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ezekiel chapter 34, verse number 11. For thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will both search my sheep and seek them out, as a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day, that he is among his sheep that are scattered. So will I seek out my sheep, and will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. And then I want you to go to verse 23. And I will set up one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them, even my servant David. He shall feed them, and he shall be their shepherd. And I, the Lord, will be their God. And my servant David, a prince among them, I, the Lord, have spoken it. Praise the Lord. God bless you. And you may be seated tonight. Amen. I want you to know that there is but one shepherd tonight. Amen. The Bible says, amen, that there is, I will set up one shepherd over my sheep. And the Lord, amen, said, I, the Lord, will search my sheep. And I will seek them out as a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day. That the Lord, David said, the Lord is my shepherd. And I shall not want. That there is only one shepherd tonight. A man that will seek out and to save those that are lost, that are perishing. Amen. And that shepherd is our God. Amen. Even our Lord and our Savior. Now, if you notice in the book of Ezekiel that it changes from the first person to the third person, that when we begin reading about the shepherd, that God is speaking in the first person. He said, I will search my sheep. Amen. We are the sheep of His pasture. David said, he affirmed in Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. And so we know that God, Jehovah God, the God of the Old Testament, is the shepherd of the flock. But if you will also notice, amen, it switches from the first person to the third person. In verse 24, and the Lord said, and I will set one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them. Now, previously in this chapter, God said, He said, I will feed my sheep. I will search my flock. I will cause them to lie down in green pastures. I will seek that which is lost. And I will bring again that was driven away. And I will bind up that was broken. And strengthen that is sick and diseased. But God, amen, is the shepherd of the flock. Amen. There is just one shepherd. Amen. And we know that shepherd to be none other than God, Jehovah. Amen. The God of Israel. The God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. But God speaks of a day. He said that I am going to set up, amen, one shepherd over the sheep, and he shall feed them. Now he speaks in the third person. Because God, amen, is letting us to know, amen, that he that is to come, Amen. He that is of the seed of David. He that is chosen, amen, from the beginning of the ages, amen, is the same one that watches over the sheep, amen, from eternity. Amen, that God, amen, in the first person, amen, they will become God in the third person. He will be of the seed of David, and he will feed the sheep, and he shall be their shepherd. For Jesus Christ, amen, is the good shepherd. Now in John chapter 10 and verse 11, Jesus confirmed this. God said, I am the shepherd. I search my sheep. I feed my sheep. I heal my sheep. I bind up the broken. I bring back those that were scattered. Amen. He said, I am the shepherd of the flock. Amen. And he condemned the shepherds of Israel, which is a metaphor for Israel's political and spiritual leaders. He said, for they were to feed my sheep, but they have only fed themselves. They clothed themselves with the choicest wool, and they neglected the flock. They did not strengthen the sick and the diseased or bind up that was broken. They did not bring back that which was driven away or seek after that which was lost. Amen. But they ruled the flock with force and with cruelty. But God said, but I am against those shepherds, and I will search out my own sheep. I will seek out that is in need. I will seek that is lost. Hallelujah. Because God said, this is my flock. Amen. I'm glad I know the chief shepherd tonight. Hallelujah. I know a God that cares about my need. You may have had a bad week. You may have had a bad month. You may have had a bad day. But friend of mine, there is an all-seeing eye that is watching over you. He knows the way that you take. He knows the difficulties of life. Amen. He knows the struggles that we go through. Because he is the good shepherd. But Jesus said in John 10 and verse 11. Look very closely. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. And the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Amen. That the good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. Amen. There is only one good shepherd. Can I have a little more juice on the mic? Amen. There is only one good shepherd. And that good shepherd is our Creator, the God of eternity. He said, I'll search out my flock. I will heal. Amen. There's only one that can heal. There's only one that can save. And we know that is God. Amen. But Jesus said, that one who walked in flesh of the seed of David. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. And the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. I will lay down my life. Amen. Because that you are the flock of my pasture. Amen. The good shepherd is not like the hireling. Amen. That when he sees the wolf or the lion, that he flees. Amen. Because he is a hireling. But the true shepherd. Oh, I thank God that we have a shepherd. Amen. And that he protects us. Amen. When the wolves and the lions would prey upon the flock. Amen. When the devil would come against his flock. Amen. The good shepherd. Amen. He does not turn and flee. But he said, I am the good shepherd. And the good shepherd, amen, lays down his life for the sheep. Amen. He was willing to lay it all on the line. Amen. Because he loved the people. He loved those, amen, that he had ordained, amen, unto salvation. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I want you to believe what Jesus said tonight. Amen. Jesus Christ is not some second person in some kind of mysterious trinity. Jesus Christ is not Jehovah Jr. Jesus Christ is not some kind of a secondary deity. Jesus Christ is not just a great preacher or a great prophet. But Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. I'm the first person and I'm the third person. I'm the Alpha and I'm the Omega. I'm the beginning and the ending. The first and the last. The Almighty. That's who I am. Amen. I'm the good shepherd. And the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. And then in John 10 and verse 14, Jesus said, I am the good shepherd and know my sheep. Amen. He knows those, amen, that belong to him. He said, my sheep, not only does he know the sheep, amen, he is known of them. Amen. He said, the sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. Amen. Jesus Christ, amen, was rejected. Amen. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. Amen. He came, amen, as a Messiah. He came as a Savior. He came as a deliverer. He came, amen, to bring the kingdom of God, amen, to Israel. But they did not recognize who he was. The Bible says if they had recognized the Lord of glory, they would not have crucified him. But they didn't know who he was. Amen. His identity was obscure, amen, to their mind, because the God of this world had blinded them so that they could not know him. But I will tell you tonight, amen, that you can know him because he is Jesus. You can know the one, amen, that laid down his life because he is God manifest in the flesh. Amen. Hallelujah. And verses 5 and 6 of the 34th chapter, and I'm going to quickly, amen, bring this to a close tonight. Amen. Because somebody tonight, amen, needs to receive the Holy Ghost. Somebody tonight, amen, has an infirmity in your body and you need to be healed. Somebody has a situation tonight, amen, that you need an answer. Amen. And God is going to answer your needs. Hallelujah. God is going to meet you. Amen. In just a little while, amen, we're going to make these altar benches. We're going to make these a place of contact with God. And those that have a need, you're going to come and you're going to sit down and kneel, amen, before the Lord. And God, amen, is going to minister to you tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. We go to the chapter 34 and verse 5. And the Bible says, and they were scattered because there is no shepherd. And they became meat to all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. Amen. There is nothing that is so helpless as a lost sheep. There is nothing as deplorable, amen, as a sheep that cannot find its way. That may be bleeding. It may be dying. It may be broken. And there is no shepherd to go and search for that sheep. I want you to know tonight, you may have suffered catastrophe. There may have been events in your life that were beyond your control. But there is a shepherd tonight, amen, that knows the way that you take. Amen. He will pick you up in his arms and he will bring you back into the fold. He will nurse your needs. Amen. He will heal your hurts. He will bind up that is broken. Amen. Amen. The Bible says in verse 6, the Lord said, my sheep wandered through all the mountains and upon every high hill. Yea, my flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth, and none did search or seek after them. God said, I'm against those shepherds because they did not go and seek after my sheep. They fed themselves. They clothed themselves. They encouraged themselves. And they failed to do the things, amen, that they were called to do. But God said, I'm the good shepherd. I'm going to heal my flock. Amen. If you need healing tonight, I want you to come right now. If you have a need of healing in your body, amen, I want you to come believing and expecting God, amen, to meet that need. Because the Bible says the prayer of faith shall save the sick. God's not going to leave you. He's going to strengthen. Amen. The Bible tells us that He will bind up that that's broken. He will strengthen that that is sick and that that is diseased. He will seek out that that's lost and bring again that that was driven away. Amen. If you're hungry tonight, I want you to know He will make you lie down in green pastures. He'll restore your soul tonight. Hallelujah. Because God said, I will feed my flock. Amen. Do you love me, Peter? Do you love me? Feed my sheep. Do you love me? Feed my sheep. Do you love me? Feed my lambs. Tonight, God wants to minister to us. Amen. I'd like for those that would come and pray with these. I want you to come right now. And I'd like for the ministers behind me, the ministers in the congregation, amen, I want us to begin to go down, amen, laying on of hands and the anointing of oil and believe in God, amen, that God would minister to them in whatever way God chooses to do. You can experience, amen, a miracle tonight if you just trust in the Lord.
can I live? Oh, what a reason. He's the only reason I live. But oh, what a reason. He's the only thing I've been searching for. He's everything I wanted and oh so much more. And he's the only reason I live. But oh, what a reason. He's the only reason I live. Oh, what a reason. He's the only reason I live. Oh, what a reason. He's the only thing I've been searching for. He's everything I've wanted and oh so much more. Oh, he's the only reason I live. Oh, what a reason. He's the only reason I live. Oh, what a reason. He's the only reason I live. Oh, what a reason. Oh, he's the only reason I'm searching for. He's everything I've needed and oh so much more. Oh, he's the only reason I live. Oh, what a reason. He's the only reason I live. Oh, what a reason. He's the only reason I live. Oh, what a reason. He's the only purpose I've been searching for. He's everything I've wanted and oh so much more. And he's the only reason I live. Oh, what a reason. He's the only purpose I've been searching for. He's everything I've wanted, oh, so much more. And he's the only reason I live. Oh, what a reason. He's the only reason I live. Oh, what a reason. He's the only reason I live. But oh, what a reason. He's the only purpose I've been searching for. have needed. He's so much more, and he's the only reason I live. But oh, what a reason. He's the only purpose I've been searching for. He's everything I've needed. Oh, so much more, for he's the only reason I live. But oh, what a reason. He's the only purpose I've been searching for. He's everything I've needed. He's so much more, and he's the only reason I live. Oh, what a reason. He's the only reason I live, but oh, what a reason. He's the only reason I live, but oh, what a reason. He's the only purpose that I'm living for. He's everything I've needed, and oh, so much more. And he's the only reason I live. Oh, what a thank you.
Yeah.